Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 141. I was going to start the show by playing Octopus's Garden by the Beatles. Because I played a shitload of Sea of Thieves this week. Well, obviously this week, it came out this week. And, pirates, water, the sea, Kraken, octopuses, octopi, you get it, Octopus's Garden by the Beatles, and it's a good song, but good old Kristen Ritter strikes again, or sons, to be more accurate, because, Michael Jackson he did fucking own the rights to all the Beatles songs. And I think when he died, he passed it along to his kids or something. I'm not positive, something like that. Sorry about the wheezing. Something like that. I know Michael Jackson did own the rights at some point. Try to find a Beatles song on like YouTube or anywhere probably. And, you just can't find them. Beatles, Octopus's Garden, anything. It's all fucking, people doing covers, or it's, karaoke versions, you know, like fucking just weird, like stripped down shit with lyrics and that sort of thing. Or, you get like the Rock Band version from Beatles Rock Band, which is probably the best one you'll find. I probably could have done that, now that I think about it, but I don't know, it's still kind of gay, you can't get the original. If you want your music to die, I mean, go for it, like, don't put it up where everybody else puts up their music, I guess, but, I mean, Godspeed, good luck with that. It's not like there's not other ways to get fucking, like, music, you know what I mean, other than fucking, like, YouTube or whatever. Without paying for it. And I must own every fucking Beatles album they ever put out, probably multiple versions of some of them on fucking like different formats and shit, like fucking tape and, you know, cassette tapes and fucking CDs and whatever. Vinyl probably. I think I have a couple of them on fucking vinyl. Or my brother does somewhere, probably in my basement, I'm sure. If that's the way you want to play it, you know, if you think it's fucking like that, you know, if you think like you're fucking shit, it's like that special, you know what I mean? I can't be with everybody else. I mean, they're fucking just too good to be with, rub elbows with the fucking other song, you know, other artists. Like, no, this is fucking just above and beyond. Just get fucked pretty much. I mean, it's like, Metallica. I mean, that's a, another band I fucking bought all of their albums. I mean, I've seen them fucking live and shit when they were still good. Maybe not the like peak Metallica, but I mean, kind of close. I mean, like mid to late 90s, I think it was. If you know, I don't know why, like what like tour it was, but it was about like 90s at some point. Then they pulled that that Napster shit back in the day. You know, they get really vocal about shutting down Napster and fucking, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're stealing from the artists, you know, we're artists or whatever, you know what I mean? Like fucking, poor babies. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm fucking whining about that shit. How metal of them, right? Nobody can listen to our shit for free, so, you know, fucking rebels. Since like the whole Napster thing with them, I've listened to fucking very little Metallica, and I mean, I certainly won't want to play them on here. I mean, not that they fucking care, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that's what they fucking what they want, you know what I mean? The fucking, it's like, oh, we just don't want our music played on fucking like some random asshole shitty fucking podcast in 20 years. I'm sure that's what they were thinking. But, you know, five people or so, you know, like, how many people, like, fucking, if a few people, like, hear your shit somewhere and just, like, remember that you exist for a minute, that's something. Or not, you know what I mean? It's just, like, still, it's just, like, dude, fuck you, pretty much. From 20 years ago. I don't hold fucking grudges or anything like that. Speaking of grudges, www.gruntfreepress.com, that's a website that's fueled by grudges and just hatred in general. I've been in a fucking constant state of fucking irritation lately, I'll say that. That doesn't mean that makes me fucking, right, like, be productive or anything, just fucking, probably less so. I just was kind of stewing my own fucking, just being pissed off. And I just get pissed off thinking about shit, and I just fucking punch my cat instead. I'm absolute deicide, and I would never really punch my cat. It would make me happy if my dog got hit by a fucking bus, though. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, and yeah, just get right into it. Might be a more singular focused single topic show than usual. Topic being pirates. Sid Meier's Pirates. I played a lot of that this week. I played Sea of Thieves for the first time this week. Again, just shouldn't have to say that, but actually, it kind of makes sense. I mean, fucking, the game did just fucking actually come out this week. But yeah, there were fucking a bunch of alphas and betas that I kept getting, like, invites to and seeing people fucking play and shit, but I didn't bother with it. I mean, with the betas and shit, just, I figured I'd wait for the full release, you know, once all the fucking server issues and bugs were ironed out. Let everybody else kind of do that shit and deal with it. But, yeah, but then there were still some fucking server issues and bugs anyway, so, day one and day two. I mean, nothing too bad, to be fair, but it wasn't, like, the smoothest first couple of days either. A couple crashes of the main menu, just go to launch the game and shit, and just fucking, like, launch it and fucking, like, oh, just crash, like, the fucking thing just closes and whatever. sometimes I was waiting to find a server or wouldn't connect to one. That happened a couple times. One time I was playing the game, and I just, all of a sudden, I couldn't fucking draw any of my weapons. So, like, you know, I just fucking press Y to switch to, like, a sword or the gun or whatever, and just, like, nothing was happening. I'm just, like, sitting there with nothing in my hands. And that was a problem. But, then, like, Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, I guess, last week, or I consider it last week. When I first fucking woke up, one of my nights off, you know, I was fucking I was ready to play, like, get in a long ass fucking gaming session, get a brand new fucking game, just came out, try to play it. Yeah, I almost fucking flipped my shit. I mean, I'm just fucking, everything was going fucking wrong. Yeah, fucking, I'll launch OBS, and even fucking OBS is being a fucking cunt, saying, like, wouldn't connect to anything, just a little pop-up message, oh, I can't connect to server, so it's fucking, like, alright, so, is OBS, like, fucked up now, like, is something that, like, they just had, like, an update or something, like, they just fucking ruined everything? But, no, it was Mixer. Mixer was down, like, the entire fucking website, the entire service there for fucking Mixer is all fucking jacked up. It's like, yeah, I mean, it's not really, I'm like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's fine. I'm like, whatever. Again, I can't even fucking watch my streams anyway, so it's just fine. It's like, I can play without fucking streaming. Who fucking cares? It's just, you know, stop playing the game, like, offline, you know, offline, not streaming, like, not using OBS. And then just getting the message, oh, Sea of Thieves, I can't fucking connect to a server, so it's fucking, Okay, like fucking like just launch it again, same shit, can't connect to a server, game can't connect, and after waiting for like 5 or 10 minutes, just like looking at fucking like whatever, like a spinning wheel or whatever, it's just like dots or whatever, dots going left to right, after like watching that for like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, let's look online real quick, see if there's something like maintenance, and it's kind of gay. I think if this shit just came out, they're doing like maintenance now, and yeah, just see like the headlines everywhere. Oh, Sea of Thieves players experiencing full servers and long wait times and shit. Just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, come on, dude. What were all those fucking like the alphas and the betas for? You know what I mean? Like, just fucking, it's to fucking avoid this shit. And, you know, and fucking Mixer's down, just fucking everything fucking Microsoft just fucking just did not, just like nothing Microsoft is fucking working right now. And again, it's my fucking night off and shit. I'm just like, dude, I don't want to fucking be dealing with this fucking bullshit like fucking the entire night. So, but yeah, I mean, after like dicking, I just kept trying, and like after like an hour or so, you know, fucking everything was, back to normal. Like Mixer came back and the game was fucking connected and shit. No, it wasn't like that big of a deal, but still, it was just like one more thing. It's just like one more thing to add to the fucking general fucking irritation I was having all week. But yeah, here's the deal with Sea of Thieves. It's good. I actually like it. I think it's a good game, but it takes some time to grow on you. Certainly wasn't what I was expecting. You know, just from the trailers and watching clips of people playing the game. So yeah, they'd always show like the demos or whatever. They'd have it like E3 and like all, you know, like the trade shows they'd show it at. It's always, or even like people playing, like, you know, people playing for fucking doing like live demos or whatever. It was always showing like a full group of people on a ship, like four people, I think, is what you can do. It always would show that, and it would always just fucking like highlight, like, oh, you know, this game is like super wacky, fucking fun time, and you know, look at these clowns, look at these fucking shoving buddies over here. They're yucking it up while they're playing. They're fucking, you know, one of them's getting drunk and fucking like puking, and somebody else is fucking, you know, playing the accordion next to him and fucking like har har har, you know what I mean? Like little lol, like fucking like that type of thing. It's just, yeah, it's kind of look like a fucking like kids type of game. Yeah, because the graphics too are all cartoony and like stylized, you know. So just again, it almost looks like it's just a fucking stupid pirate game for kids type of deal, like fucking Disney type game. So I was watching all that shit, and it was fucking like, I don't know, I've been on the fucking fence about it. Yeah, I just didn't know if it was something for me or not. Just goofy ass fucking sandbox game, and I always good again, good time with your friends, and oh, you know, fucking good for the lols. And yeah, I've said this before, like, you know, games that basically fucking require you to like bring your buddies along. You know, if it's like, oh, you have to play this game with your friends and it's fun, then, oh, the game's really fun, you know, better with friends, and fucking like, oh, bring your crew along. Shit like that. I mean, I'm just fucking not that impressed with them. You know, just cause, you know, if you're with a group of people that you enjoy, like, hanging out with and shit, and, like, talking to, and, like, make a joke, like, anything can be fun, you know what I mean? It could be a fucking shitty goddamn game, and fucking with a group of friends, like making fun of it and shit, like, oh, it's fun too, or whatever, you know. Fucking people watch shitty movies. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a shitty movie, shitty, but watch it with friends. Oh, this is a shitty game, but you play with friends, so it's fucking, I always take that as a negative when people are like, oh, you know, you need friends to have fun with the fucking game. So yeah, anyway, so I start the game up, and you can pick, lets you pick a character, an avatar or whatever. They have some randomized ones. Like, you can't make your own, you know what I mean? But it's just like, whatever. I don't really give a shit. Like, the game's in fucking entirely in first person, so I don't really care. I just pick a random one. And it gives you a choice for what type of ship you want. I think there's only two, I guess, to pick from. Is a big, big galley, galley or galleon. I don't know. I'm going to call it a galley here, and I'll probably call it a galleon later. So yeah, it's just a big ship, and then a little fucking sloop. And I picked the sloop because it's it's just fucking me playing solo and fucking that's kind of cool. You know what I mean? I didn't even know there was an option for that. Like I just thought there was just like the big ships there. Because again, I had only seen the fucking the galleys and the previews and shit. You know, they show everybody fucking. They just kept showing fucking full crew of four people, and each person would be running all over the place and fucking, you know, climbing up ladders. And one person's like up on the fucking crow's nest or whatever. One person's like working the sails. One person's fucking, you know, piloting or whatever. And I was just like watching that, and I'm like fucking, like, it's like, dude, again, one of those things, like, dude, do I fucking want this game? Like, if I'm gonna fucking play by myself, like, that's gonna suck. You know, just having to, whatever. I mean, it might be doable, but it's gonna have to be like running like everywhere constantly. Like, you know, I gotta move, you know, a couple degrees to the fucking west. I gotta move the wheel. Now I gotta go and, run half a mile of the fucking sails and shit, and like fucking stop putting those up. And the sloop that I bid, the small ship there, the sloop is fucking great. Fucking is, it's awesome. Like, you know, everything's just like condensed and like compact, so it's almost like a little fucking like a canoe or something. You know what I mean? It's just like a little tiny ship, so it just takes like a second to move from, you know, just do a real quick movement from the fucking the sails to the fucking wheel, and then it's like you just go down below like two steps to a deck below and check the map and shit. Go back up to the top deck, and it's just it's screwing with the sails and shit. So it's like, you know, you're spinning plates by yourself, kind of. Yeah, but it's fucking, it's definitely fucking, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's perfectly fine to fucking steer the ship by yourself, like that little ship. It's, again, it's fucking great. So plus you're by yourself, so you don't have to communicate with anybody, which is always better in my book. You just do shit by yourself. So, the structure of the game goes a little something like this. So you spawn on like a harbor, like a port island, I guess, like a harbor. And there's three guilds there that will give you contracts that you can start doing, or voyages, they call them in this case, quests, I guess, whatever, voyages. The three guilds there, you get the Merchants Guild, the Mystics Guild, and the Gold Hoarders Guild. So you go up to one of them, or you can take three at a time, so you get one from each, I guess, but whatever you want to do. So yeah, you take a voyage from them. You get on your ship and you just fucking sail out in the ocean. You try to complete them, pretty much. It was like just like completing quests or whatever. And depending on the guild, like which one of those it's attached to. I mean, you're whichever one you're doing, which you vote to do or whatever. Again, you're by yourself, so it's just fucking, I want to do this. You throw it down on the little table or whatever, captain's table. You can, like, supposed to, like, vote for what it is just by yourself. You just throw it down and vote for it, and you just go, pretty much. So, you're picking in, which faction you want to go with, and start the quest, and, whichever guild it's for, you're as you complete it, you increase your reputation with that guild, and then, like, as that builds up, you gain access to, like, harder, more fucking challenging voyages for whichever faction, you know what I mean, you're going for. So it's like working for fucking different factions in, like, an MMO or something like that, you know. I'd say, like, you know, it's almost like the entire game is almost like fucking end game of an MMO. You're just fucking, like, grinding for fucking reputation type of deal. But yeah, all you're really doing, like the entire point of the game, is you're earning gold. That's like the end all be all, because it's a fucking pirate game, after all. It makes sense. So it's just fucking almost like you're just getting gold for the sake of getting gold. You know, playing, you know, gameplay for the sake of gameplay. You're playing the game for the sake of it, more or less. And fucking, like, as a consequence, just getting, like, some gold, just fucking currency, which, and if that doesn't appeal to you, I mean, if you want fucking, like, some kind of, like, narrative game or, everything gets fucking cosmetic, dude. So it's like fucking just whatever, dude. It's almost like pointless. Even like get the fucking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, you're not, if you're looking for like RPG fucking stat boost and shit, I'm gonna grind to get my fucking, you know, improve my character and shit. So I can fucking, you know, be more powerful, and it'll show, you know what I mean? I'll fucking, everybody will know when I fight, oh, one-shot dudes. And it's like, no, you just fucking, like, playing the game for the sake of fucking playing the game. So, it's just really fucking, like, sandboxy. Like, everything that you buy, again, is just shit for your ship, or clothes, or just like weapons and shit. So it's everything that you start out with, nothing really changes as far as like functionality or stats or anything. It's just, again, it's all fucking cosmetics. It's just fucking like skins, that's it. Which I actually like, you know, as long as the fucking gameplay's good. It's like fucking, like, I know it's the gameplay for the sake of gameplay. The fucking gameplay better be fucking good. It is and it isn't. Yes and no to fucking completely dodge that question that I asked myself. So, the combat sucks. I mean, we'll just get that out of the way. Specifically, like, I'm talking, like the on-foot, like, sword and gun fighting. That combat's fucking garbage. There's just not much to it. It's just not very fucking satisfying. You only have like one sword that you can pick. It's the same thing. It's different skins. If you buy different skins, but it's just fucking the same sword, just one of them. Which is just like a standard, just fucking curved cutlass or whatever, pirate sword. And then you have three guns you can pick from. There's a pistol, a shotgun, and a sniper rifle. Which, I mean, they fucking pretty much act like you would expect them to. Except, you know, it's pirate time, so it's just like fucking like one shot, whatever. Like, you get a reload, like, you know, stuff a fucking ball in and shit, and it takes a while. So yeah, I mean, you only carry one of those guns at a time, though, so you gotta choose which one you want. And you get six shots you can only hold, for your ammo, there's six fucking shots you can hold before you have to go, find, like, an ammo crate. And there's one, like, permanently back on your ship and shit, but, so it's like, if I'm going off on a fucking island somewhere, you gotta find fucking ammo crates on the island, or so they're static, you can't, like, carry them, they're just fucking, like, sit in one spot, and they're just, kind of random. So, I mean, yeah, it's fucking, like, it's just because you only have like those six shots, so it's fucking that's like fucking you're pretty much like using your sword most of the time, you know what I mean? So it's like a swashbuckling game for the most part, but then it's like an awful, the sword, but all you can do with the sword is you can do like a standard swipe, just fucking, you know, click the attack button. Or if you just hold the button down for a little bit, you get like a lunge attack, or you can block, and that's really it. I mean, it's pretty much just fucking run around and fucking like mash the attack button, more or less. There's really no fucking strategy to it, really. That's it's actually, I think Sid Meier's Pirates, I think, had a better fucking combat system in this game, for real. Yeah, and because this is like an online game too, it's always online, like whatever, Sea of Thieves. It's got that kind of like floaty, like laggy feel to it. Like, I mean, not that I've experienced like horrific lag or anything like that. Like, once you're in a fucking server anyway. It just kind of feels like there's not much fucking like weight to anything, you know. I don't think there's any like clipping with other characters. So I mean, you kind of just run around fucking swinging your sword and shit. And you end up fucking like swinging through fucking like skeletons and that type of thing. So you end up fucking like inside of them or whatever. There's fucking, you know, you just like go right through them and shit. The AI too is fucking not great. I mean, they just kind of fucking like march right towards you. They're fucking dumb as fuck. There's a lot of fucking like snakes around and shit on the islands. They just kind of like sit there. They just like sit perfectly fucking still. So it's like, well, that's kind of dumb. I'll just walk around them or whatever. I'll just fucking whatever. If you're fighting a skeleton or some shit, there's snakes around. I was like, well, I'll just fucking kill these stupid snakes. But then they'll bite you, like, fucking before you even, like, again, it'll be, like, fucking from the back, like, hitting them, and then fucking, like, oh, this is, like, almost, like, instantly, like, just turn around and just, like, bite you in a second, so you're fucking poisoned and shit, you can't see it. It's just, like, that's kind of fucking cheesy, like, you know, it's just, like, barely fucking, like, moving at all. But the sailing, though, the sailing is fucking good. It's fucking good shit right there. just on this, everything on the ship is fucking great. It's actually real fucking good. My first reaction when I was seeing the game again, I was thinking like, it's cartoony, and you know, they're showing these high seas fucking hijinks and shit. But the core of the game, the majority of your time when you're playing, you're just sailing across the fucking open sea and. It's a simulation is what it is. I mean, that's fucking like really, really what fucking Sea of Thieves is. It's a pirate simulator again, despite like the cartoony graphics. It's fucking like, no, let's try to like really get you in there. And you know what I mean? It's fucking, pirate simulator, but mostly it's a fucking sailing simulator with pirate ships, really. Again, just the majority of your time just on the ocean, fucking just going wherever. What I mean by that, it's just think of like a flight simulator, you know what I mean, or whatever, spaceship fucking simulator. More specifically, something like Elite Dangerous. Stop playing those games. With the initial enjoyment comes from like figuring out how to like the controls work and shit. You know, how to control the fucking ship and. Especially like Elite Dangerous, where it's just fucking like, man, it's fucking like real overwhelming. Then like after a few hours, you're like, oh no, you fucking got this and shit. And it's fucking just like turning on a dime and shit, and just you have like no problem controlling your ship, and that fucking feels awesome when it clicks. But then you get a pirate ship, and it's not really that complicated. Like, it's not like that mechanically fucking complicated, you know. It's just, you know, to navigate, you get the fucking wheel, and then you get the sails, the anchor, and that's about it. I mean, you know, you have the compass next to the wheel to tell which direction you're heading in. And yeah, you can run down a deck below to just fucking like look at your map and just kind of figure out, correlate where you're headed, and use the compass too. And that's about it. I mean, there's, you know, fucking for the sails, I mean, the lines there, the motion lines, I think they're called, you know, there's like lines in the sky, so you can tell like which way the wind's blowing. So that's the trickiest part. It's like, all right, well, I gotta, you know, maneuver my ship a little bit, like into the wind or against the wind, I guess, against the wind. You know, it's fucking like whatever. There's a pulley, there's a pulley you can adjust like the facing of the sail so you can catch the wind and go faster. And then there's it's a separate, you know, right next to that is a little what the hell you call those things, not anchors, but something you wrap the fucking rope for the sail around. You just go up to that and you can raise and lower the sail and shit. And just, you know, the fuller the sail is, the lower it's dropped, the faster, you know, it'll catch more wind the faster you go. And and then sometimes you want to raise them up so you have more control, you know, if you make sharper turns, you're going, you know, the sails are raised higher. So then the anchor that acts like an anchor, you know, just drops and stops you and whatever, stops your ship. But then yeah, then there's some delay to it though. So you drop the anchor, you hit the fucking thing to drop it, the wheel that fucking drops it down, and you know, just it takes a little bit to hit the bottom and have your ship stop. So to drop it and lift it, you're just like cranking and releasing this big fucking wooden wheel. So there's a learning curve to like, you know, how soon you should let it go when you, where you want to drop, you know, and depending on your speed and just, and you usually want to do a little checklist before you fucking take off, you know, before you lift it back up, where it's like, all right, well, I don't want to fucking lift the anchor and just go right into an island or a rock or some shit. So it's like, all right, well, before I fucking lift the anchor up, you gotta like, you know, all right, make sure the sails are rolled up, so I just fucking don't immediately just fucking like go and crash into something and just, you know, have the fucking steering wheel turned away from anything that you could fucking crash into. All right, sails are up, and, you know, then fucking lift the anchors, turn until you get a good fucking open stretch of water in front of you before you fucking, it's like, all right, now I can start dropping the sails and figure out where I'm going and like whatever. And before you really get fucking moving. Yeah, it's not fucking complicated. I mean, especially on a fucking solo, the solo ships there, the sloops. I picked it up fucking like fairly fucking quickly, you know. I've said before with, you play fucking simulations, and the best part of those games is the initial learning there, like the mastering how your ship controls. And yeah, I mean, it is fucking like satisfying when you get it and you can circle around. Yeah, you know, doing like tight circles around a fucking island and shit, and you just start like parking on a dime, and you just end up like so close to a dock that you could just jump right out of the ship onto the dock without ever fucking touching the water. It's like that's just pretty fucking cool. That part of it is fucking great, you know. Again, the ships are fucking awesome. Sea of Thieves is probably the best sailing simulator ever fucking made. You know what I mean? It's also the only sailing simulator that I can think of that I've ever fucking heard of. Best fucking pirate ship sailing, first person sailing simulator, and probably the only one. But it's fucking good. That aspect of it. And yeah, I mean, the ocean's fucking gorgeous too. The water, the fucking sky, the weather and shit. Almost fucking photorealistic again, like the character models and shit, the enemies are all fucking like cartoony, but just like, dude, the water is fucking amazing. The ships look fucking good. The physics for the waves and shit it's all fucking spot on. And I've been out in the fucking deep ocean there a few times back in my day, fishing or whatever, deep sea fishing, that type of thing. Not really, I don't know if you consider it deep sea, but far enough away, you know, far enough away that you can't see land. I guess it would be, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, I've been on the fucking water quite a bit in my day. And yeah, I mean, it definitely gives you that like sensation there, you know, like after a while, after you turn the game off, you'll be fucking like looking at something like in your fucking room or whatever, or just, you know, trying to read or whatever, and you see. Trying to read and fucking words are like bobbing up and down like you're still in the fucking ocean, like you're getting your fucking land legs back. That happens. Like if you play it for a while, turn it off, and your body's still kind of like fucking like, you know, bobbing up and down. So yeah, there's, you know, the sea part of fucking Sea of Thieves is fucking awesome. You know, the missions that you're doing. The missions that you're trying to complete for the guilds, those could go either way. The combat ones there is pretty fucking straightforward. You just get a sort of like wanted poster that usually just says like the location of where you have to go, like what the target is. So it's like, oh, go to this island, and you just go to your map and fucking find the island, fucking sail to it. Fight a few fucking waves of skeletons until the fucking boss appears. The boss is just another fucking skeleton, and you know, different clothes. It says a little bit more HP. Takes a little bit longer to kill. And he's got a name. You know what I mean? It's fucking whatever. Again, whatever the wanted poster says is who that'll be. And, yeah, fucking kill it, and then those bosses like drop their skulls afterwards. You just collect the skulls and you fucking just throw it on your ship and then you just go back to fucking port and you can fucking sell the skulls for money. That's pretty much it for those. And again, the combat's not fucking great, as I mentioned. The skeletons that you're fighting, they just like swat at you with their fucking hands, or they fucking, or they'll have fucking swords, and sometimes they have guns, which I think when they have guns, it can be a fucking pain in the ass, because they just aim at you, and they auto-track you, so, you know, it's just fucking like always aiming like straight at you, like it's almost hard, or like almost impossible to fucking like get out of the way of that. Yeah, they usually fucking hit you when they fire. And yeah, I mean, it just seems like it's hard and fucking like kind of random. Of like, there's a bunch of dudes, fucking bunch of skeletons aiming guns at me. It's like, I just run around and like jump and shit. And it's fucking like, they'll probably gonna hit me. Maybe not if I'm lucky. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'll get a fucking like rock in my way, or you try to like rush them with your sword or whatever. And it's fucking like, they're still aiming like directly at you. You know what I mean? So it's yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, there are some, like, special types of enemies. I mean, I came across some, gold-plated ones. I couldn't really figure out, like, I just kept, like, hitting them, you know, they're just, like, real slow, but they're just fucking, like, covered in, like, gold and shit. They look pretty fucking cool, but, yeah, I kept fucking, like, whacking them and shit, and just fucking, like, I don't know if I can even fucking kill them. They're just fucking whacking my sword, like, I couldn't figure it out. So I just fucking, like, left them. I mean, that only happened once. I saw that shit, but they only pop up like rarely. It's rare to see them. Rare, because it is a rare game. Yeah, then so that's like the combat. Was it the Mystics? I think that they're called that guild there, the Combat Guild. And you have the Gold Hoarders Guild, which do those. They give you a treasure map to their Jew Gold, and it's usually just like here's the map. It's like, usually just a map of an island. There's no name on it, but it's got like a red X on it. So you have to fucking look at your map, and like again, just look at. There won't be a name for the island. It's just like the picture of it, the drawing of it. So it's like, all right, I got to map this drawing with the fucking picture on the map, so just pick the ones that look similar, you know, hopefully exactly the same, pretty much. Yeah, just fucking like figure it out, and then you just sail over there, fucking go on the island, find the spot where the X is, and fucking dig up the treasure. That's simple enough. I mean, occasionally they'll give you like a riddle, and those are much more interesting. You know, it'll be fucking no map. It's just like a piece of paper telling you like where to go, you know. Fuck it. It's like, I go to this island, like that'll be like the step one. So sail the island, and like there'll be like a bunch of other steps on there, and it'll be like, well, you know, the second line of the riddle, you know, it's like everything below the first line is like blurred until you fucking like figure it out, until you do what you gotta do to unblur it and read it. So yeah, it'll be like, no, it'll be like a clue, pretty much, what to do. Like, fucking, I don't know, find the dead tree on the fucking north shore of that island and take fucking 5 paces east and then dig there, or like whatever. But yeah, it's everything's written in fucking like rhymey fucking piratey talk, like in the fucking Goonies, you know. Fucking, it's like, oh, you know, to move on, play the tune, and fucking each note is said, and if you make too many mistakes, you will surely be muerto, dead.
Fuck you, you're a fucking wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. Fuck you with a fucking anchor. You're all cut, so fuck you all. Fuck you, you're a fucking wanker. We're gonna punch you right in the balls. Fuck you with a fucking anchor. You're all cunts, so fuck you all. Go! For 30 odd years, I have lived with this curse. My vocabulary was stunted at birth by a witch doctor from over the seas, casting a spell.
So yeah, then you get the Merchants Guild, which I don't like those fucking I don't like those missions very much for a few reasons. Yeah, with the other two factions, you just you can start them at like any time. Yeah, you go again. You go down to like that captain's table. Just throw them on there. Vote for them. You can be out in the middle of nowhere and just like fuck it. You know what I mean? So I'll start a fucking treasure hunt. You know what I mean? I just start that like right there in the middle of nowhere. Throw it on the table. Fucking activate it, and you're on your way. Same thing with the Mystics Guild, the Combat Guild. There works the same way. Then for the merchants here, they want you to capture animals, deliver them to certain outposts. But in order to capture them, you need cages, and to get a cage, you got to talk to somebody from the Merchants Guild to get the cages. So you need to be you got to be docked at a port there, and So if you need like three different cages, you have to talk to the person from the guild. Fucking, they'll give you a cage, and you get the cage. You have to manually fucking take it and walk it back to your ship. So hopefully you're fucking parked close by. So you know what I mean. It's just, you have to fucking walk like half a mile to your ship. So you do that, get a cage, go back, get another one. So you got to do that three fucking times. So, you get those on your ship, and then it's like, all right, so now you get to look for these specific animals. Like, say it's fucking, it's like, all right, you get like a slip of paper or whatever. It's just like, all right, we're looking for a fucking golden chicken, a pink pig, and a fucking black pig, right? And that's what they want you to get. So, all right. So where do you find them? Where are you gonna find fucking chickens and pigs and shit? It's random. I mean, they fucking spawn randomly on fucking islands. So it's like, all right. So he's pretty much just go and just sail around and fucking get close to an island, get close to land, and pull out your spyglass there and fucking look around, looking for what you need and if it's on there. And yeah, if it's on there, it's like, all right, so now you gotta fucking pull up here, fucking drop anchor, grab a cage, the cage that you need, chase the fucking things around, cage it, and then bring it back to the ship. And then it's like, all right, well, now just keep looking for the other ones that you need, the other two that you need or whatever. And I mean, you might find everything you need on a single island sometimes, or it could just be like, just because it's random, it's fucking like, well, I'm just going to be sailing around for fucking 20 minutes looking for this shit. So then you get the things on your ship. You get the animals fucking caged up on your ship, and they're fucking obnoxious when they're there. I mean, like real fucking loud, like fucking, you get chickens on there that they're fucking squawking, pigs, they've fucking squealing and shit. And, yeah, the worst part of it is if you're transporting a pig, if you have a pig on there, and you've got a long way to go to whatever port. So it gives you like a specific port. It's like, you bring him to this island, fucking one island. So, yeah, I mean, you're heading there. It might be a ways off, and you get a pig with you, and it starts getting fucking hungry, and it's fucking. Starts fucking getting even more obnoxious, like starts like screaming like really fucking loud, like until you get to feed it a fucking banana after a while. And if you don't do that, again, it's fucking will start like squealing and shit, like real fucking loud. If you don't feed it, it dies. You know what I mean? Then it's like, oh, cool. So now I gotta just go off looking for another same fucking type of pig again. Yeah, it's just, those merchant ones are pretty fucking tedious and, like, time-consuming. So, yeah, and then, you have to, it makes you go to that one specific fucking port, you know what I mean, that you gotta bring them to, and if you're doing the missions for the other two guilds, like, it doesn't fucking matter, you can just turn them in wherever. So it's just like, yeah, it's just the merchant ones, it seems like you're all over the place, you're fucking wasting time. I almost wish what they did for them, like the entire mission was pretty much like, all right, well, you know, pick up the mission on one port, and then fucking like your mission is just to go to another port. You know what I mean? Or just like, they want to do like the transporting thing. It's fucking like, all right, well, this should just give you what you need, like there where you pick up the mission, and it's fucking like, all right, throw it on my ship, bring it to the other port, and that's it. You know, good luck. You know, hopefully you don't get fucking pirated, you know, that type of thing. I think that would be enough for that. It's just like, you know, so much more fucking involved than the other ones, and just because you're going for so long, it's like, you know, the potential for something to go fucking catastrophically fucking wrong, a lot higher than the other missions. You just have like a lot more to lose, because it's like, dude, if you fucking spend all that time, like, going all the way across the fucking map, getting fucking pigs and shit, and then you get fucking, you know, sink your ship or something, or the fucking animals die. It's like, dude, fucking, gee, you know, it's a lot longer than fucking, like, you know, normal. The other ones, it seems like. I just wish it was just fucking, like, all right, go from here to here or whatever, and fucking, you know, maybe like put some AI ships in there would be cool, like to chase you or some shit, or you know, if it was just like almost like a race, like they had like a almost like strict time limit that you would have trouble getting, like hitting, like something like that. I don't know, something. I mean, there's, again, I just kind of like dread doing those fucking merchant guild missions, but yeah, no matter what you're doing, is all you're doing is fucking stockpiling gold and fucking Raising your reputation with those guilds to unlock like more involved, difficult missions, and so you can do those and earn even more gold potentially. I mean, again, that's the fucking loop. I think for now that's fine. Again, just fucking, I wish there was like a little bit more to the game, like a little bit more variety, maybe something else to do. You get. There's a fucking mysterious stranger guy. When you first start the game, it loads you into a bar, on one of the ports there. And there's a guy there, the mysterious stranger, is like one of the first people that you'll probably talk to. The first thing he says is something like, oh, you know, I hold the key, raise your fucking reputation with each faction to 3 or some shit, or 5 or whatever, maybe, I don't know. I forgot the exact rhyme again, everything kind of rhymes. But he's pretty much asking you, like, fucking, like, all right, just raise your levels up with all of the factions, more or less, which you're gonna do anyway, is pretty much all you can do in the game. But yeah, so he tells you that, and I'm thinking, like, he's standing by a fucking door, like he's blocking too. So I'm thinking, like, all right, so he's saying, like, go to rank 5. So I'm thinking, all right, I'll just keep doing these quests until I reach rank 5 and fucking with the factions. and then, like, yeah, surely this guy will fucking do something cool or whatever, like, you know, different activities he'll give you, or, you know, a special fucking quest or something, like a boss fight maybe, or like bring you to a new area or something, like, oh, maybe you stand in front of a door, I'll move out of the way of the door, and there'll be something behind there, something. But no, yeah, I mean, you fucking raise your fucking rank to 5 with all 3 fucking factions, and you go talk to him again, he just says fucking like, oh, now raise it to rank 10. All right, go to 10 and fucking, all right, no, go to 20. It's like, it's just fucking useless. Like, it's just like, you know, he's just going to keep telling you to fucking raise your fucking reputation up. It's like, yeah, okay. I just wish there was more there. I mean, you're sailing around fucking doing shit, and yeah, for the most part, the game is really fucking relaxing. I mean, it's by yourself, how I've been playing anyway, just fucking out in the middle of the fucking open ocean, sailing around by yourself. Pretty relaxing. You know, fucking beautiful fucking water and sky and shit. And then you see a fucking, you see another ship, and yeah, it's almost a fucking certainty that I see a ship and fucking shit's gonna go down. Ship shit. You know, it's about to get fucking intense. See another player. I mean, because there's really no reason not to start like attacking other people. Really, I mean, it's fun. Again, especially the fucking the ship to ship combat. It's fucking that shit's fucking like fun. You know what I mean? Might as well fucking do it. And there's no real fucking penalty to dying. It'll just fucking respawn in like a minute or so afterwards. I mean, they send you to this ghost ship, the ferry of the dead. You just sit there for a little bit and then just go out and you respawn. If your ship fucking sinks, you just give you another one. So is it really the only risk is fucking losing the your loot, like losing the treasure chests and shit that you have on your ship if it sinks. But if you're smart, you've been traveling back and back to ports and shit and selling them once you have like a few things of value. Anything like really valuable is fucking like, oh man, this would really suck if I fucking lost this now. It's pretty much just fucking, it's like, oh, just go to a port. I mean, there's plenty of, quite a few ports. It's, I was like, if I fucking lose this going here, oh well, and might as well just keep cashing it in, So, I was like, I might as well fucking just harass everybody that you see. I mean, it is a fucking pirate game after all. Might as well fucking be a dick. So, But it's actually kind of rare to see another player. It's not like there's a bunch of people fucking running around. There's fucking huge battles going on or anything like that. I think that's actually a good thing though. Yeah, if the game was crowded and you were constantly getting fucking distracted and fucking getting into fights by other players and shit. You never end up getting any fucking quests done. if you want to get anything done, you never get to fucking sell anything. It'd be a fucking nightmare if it was a fucking constant threat. You know what I mean? Especially me, if I'm fucking playing by myself and I was just like constantly getting harassed by like fucking like groups of people and shit, and I just couldn't get anything done, I'd be like, dude, fuck this game. I want to play, but because it's so sporadic that you actually like see other people and get into fights. It's like fucking like, oh, it's just like, again, that's more like he has like the spite, there's like a variety, a little bit of something different going on for a little bit. And then it's like, whatever, killed somebody, I get killed, my ship gets sunk or whatever. And all right, whatever, you just fucking just, keep going. And that was fun for a little bit. And you just keep going on your merry way. If you play for like an hour or two, like you might see one other ship maybe, and again, you may or may not end up getting into a fight with them. And I mean, I almost like never like go out of my way to like, I'm not going to sail across the fucking map to go fight another ship. I'd rather fucking like, I could do that, or I could try to get something done here and do like a quest and like raise my reputation, get gold, like whatever. So and again, because I'm fucking by myself, it works like a open world, like MMO PvP type of deal. Meaning that whoever is like the larger numbers, I mean, they're gonna have the advantage. And I'm solo, so it's like fucking, I'm almost never gonna have a fucking advantage there. So if I see a fucking galley and it's fucking terrifying, it's fucking like, oh shit, there's a big ship, there's probably at least two people, two to four people on there, I'm fucking by myself in this little fucking ship. So not much I can really do except fucking like run. It's just, the bigger ships, they're faster. So, it's a game of cat and mouse, and playing by yourself, you're the mouse, like type of deal. So, and from playing the total war games, I was well aware of how much of a disadvantage it is to be on like a smaller ship with less cannons. Again, playing like Total War, I'd be like, I have like a fleet of like full stacks of like whatever, dude, like 10 small ships. There's only like two big ships, dude. Fuck them, dude. I can probably take them. It's like, no, you're gonna get fucking murdered. Like it's like exponentially fucking, more fucking power and fucking armor and speed in the bigger ships. The bigger the ships, and the more cannons and shit. So yeah, I learned that from Total War, but now I can experience that firsthand and from a first person perspective. Like, it's like my ship has two cannons on it. There's like one cannon on each side, and you get the galleys there. They have fucking three on each side, I think. So it's like fucking, it's just me there, man, and my one fucking lonely cannon, like shooting at another ship. It's just like, boom, I'll load up another cannonball, fucking boom, load, boom. And then versus, you know, three cannons fucking facing at one time. Sometimes, you know, three people, one person on each one, like, at once. Just fucking boom, 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 bam, 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 bam. It's fucking, like, cannonballs flying everywhere and shit. It's just like, dude, fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's fucking terrifying. So, yeah, I've been fucking nailed right in the fucking face with cannonballs and shit. And, you know, it's funny. You can see him coming from, like, a mile of fucking away. You see the cannonball fucking flying through the air, and just like, ah, there's no way that's gonna fucking hit me. You know, they'll be lucky if they even hit my tiny little fucking ship. And then fucking, and then it fucking just gets closer, and it's like, oh shit, that's fucking coming in. That's a close one there. And then fucking, you know, smacks you right in the fucking face. You fly off the fucking deck. You're in the water, and yeah, you know, just was in the fucking ocean watching your fucking ship fucking sail away. There's no way you can catch up to it. And you see the fucking big ship go like chasing after it, still fucking blasting it, and you know, see it fucking sinking and shit. It's like, dude, it's not fucking like really frustrating though. It's just fucking like, hey, you know, that was a fucking nice shot, dude. You fucking nailed me right in the fucking face. It's pretty impressive. And spawn right back on your new fucking ship. So again, it's not really that big of a deal. It's fucking like, man, it's fucking brutal. So I've held my own a few times, more so on land. Again, it's fucking, definitely at a disadvantage, the tiny little ships, but, versus the big ones. But, I mean, I was at a port, like turning my shit in. I had a chest and like three skulls on my ship there. And I see another a galley fucking docked, and I'm fucking like, oh man, that's not fucking good there. You know what I mean? I'm fucking pulling up to turn my shit in. Fucking like, oh man, it's a big fucking big galley already there at the port. But it's like, I gotta fucking try anyway. You know, it's fucking like, it could be like 4-on-1 here, but it's like, I gotta do it. I gotta turn to my, I was just gonna get, if I just fucking like run away, it's like, what am I gonna do? Like get more shit and then like have somebody, you know, same shit might happen. So I'll take the chance. So, I park the ship there, fucking take the chest and, start walking on shore. I see somebody fucking like running up to me. I'm like, all right, dude, fucking just drop the fucking chest, pull the, my gun, the blunderbuss I had, the fucking, like, shotgun, fucking nail him, like, nail him with a one shot I can shoot before, like, backing up and shit, and, like, waiting 20 seconds to fucking reload. So it's like, dude, I fucking, like, nail him with it, fucking pull up the sword, swipe him a couple times, he dies, and fucking, like, all right, cool, dude, fucking pick the treasure chest back up, fucking go and cash it in. But then I go back to my... Back to my ship to get fucking, I think it like skulls or whatever there too, and somebody's like hiding in there, like hiding like fucking in my hold, and he just fucking shoots me and fucking kills me and shit. So it's like, fuck, all right, whatever, man. At least I turned one fucking one thing in, and I respawn fucking it respawns you on your ship. So I'm like, all right. So I kind of do what the other guy was doing. I'm like, all right, I was fucking sitting here in the corner in the fucking hold. So I still see this fucking like bunch of, you know, a few skulls that fucking, you know, still there. And they're going back and forth like trying to steal the skulls and fucking cash them in for themselves. And fucking like, all right, just fucking wait there by the stairs. As soon as one of them comes down, fucking boom, fucking blast them. Murder him, then I fucking go up to the, like, top deck, and there's, like, two more guys there. It's like, alright, just fucking pull up my sword, start fucking lunging at him and swinging and shit like a fucking madman, and one of them's, like, backing up, and he backs off the ship and, like, ends up in the fucking water, like, right off the deck, he fucking backs up in the fucking water. It's like, alright, dude, I fucking, like, dive right in after him to fucking fight him in there, and I end up fucking like, all right, as soon as I get in the water, I just like swim down, like just keep going like deeper and shit. And then I see, I'm looking up at him, and I see the other guy, the second guy there, like jumped in after me. So then it's fucking like, all right, so I fucking pull my sword out and I just start like swimming up, and just, you know, I'm below both of them. I sort of fucking like start like swinging at their legs and shit, slashing them like a shark with a sword. And it's like, dude, I kill both of them like that. I'm like, all right, fucking sweet. And then I'm like, run back up on land. There's another guy there, fucking shoot him, fucking murder him. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. I just run up to their ship, fucking board it, and I start like raising the anchor. Like, I'm like, oh, dude, don't fucking just point this thing out in the fucking ocean. Just let it go. So yeah, they'll be fucking spawning on there. I was fucking just like, fuck them. So I just like, you know, just fuck their shit up. Just fucking let it go. Maybe like crash into a fucking rock or whatever. So you know, start raising the anchor. Then you know, they start fucking respawning on there. And you know, again, you respawn right on your ship, so they're spawning on their ship. So I killed fucking one or two more of them. They finally fucking got me. So I pretty much won a fucking 4-on-1 fight. You know, felt pretty good. I mean, they still stole all my shit, but yeah, so, yeah, I fucked them up. That's something. Yeah, another time I had just fucking sold like everything I had. Like, I was done selling my shit, and then I was sailing around. I think I found like a chest somewhere. I had like one chest that I found, like a shitty chest on my fucking on my ship, and I'm going to like the next island or whatever, which was where to go for a mission. It was almost like across the entire fucking map. So it's like, all right, it's just going to be like a long, long, uneventful fucking trip here I'm taking. So, just, you know, sailing fucking across the seas. I see a fucking galley, and it's fucking, again, like, fucking like, well, oh, well, you know what I mean? I'm just probably a fight I'm going to lose. Just going to keep going. You know, and if they're going to fucking try to board my ship and, you know, steal what I have, steal my fucking loot. Like, it's not going to be a big deal. I have one of the shittiest chests in the fucking game. So whatever, man, and good luck if they're doing that. And, I fucking go past them. Then I see him like turn around. They start fucking like tailing me and shit. And it's fucking like, all right, well, if you're going to be chasing after me, this is going to be a long fucking chase, because, again, I'm fucking going all the way across the fucking map. So, if that's what they want, you know, and it's like, again, I'm not going to fucking engage him. I'm just fucking, oh, fucking point my ship in the direction I need to go, fucking just let it go and fucking go back to, like, the station where you're fucking, like, manning the sails and just fucking just work, you know, just keep, like, catching the fucking wind, like, directly or whatever. I was like doing that. I'm like, oh, fucking, it's gonna be a while, dude. And I can just see him in the back, like trying to follow me and shit. Yeah, you know, they try. You know, they follow me for like fucking like 20 minutes. I just keep looking back, and I see them like fucking like, you know, I know where I'm going. Fucking, it's like, you know, going left of this island, right of this island, fucking and shit. And they're like swerving all over the place, like trying to figure out where I'm going. And yeah, so, again, the bigger ships there, the galleys are fucking faster, you know, theoretically fucking faster. But the good thing about the fucking, the little one there, the sloop, is I'm fucking, again, I'm just like, just kind of sitting back, like constantly fucking angling the sails to fucking like catch the fucking wind like perfectly. And then I'm like, all right, I'll turn the wheel a couple degrees there and I'm back to the sails. And you know what I mean? So I'm just constantly getting like the maximum wind that I can get. And there, you know, whatever they're doing, like fucking trying to like coordinate with each other. And just, I'm just like, yeah, I can just do it in a second. And just like keep going. So it's not, yeah, they follow me for like 20 minutes. I get to the island I need to be at. And it's fucking pretty big and fucking like rocky and shit. So I'm easily doing like these sharp turns to fucking go in between the rocks. I'm slowing down and get right up on the shore. And they're fucking like slowing down. They're trying not to fucking like hit rocks and like rip this ship open. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm where I need to be. I just fucking drop the anchor. I'm like, oh, I'll grab the chest on my way out too. The one chest I have on the fucking ship, on my fucking ship. So I grab that, fucking run onto the island. And I'm just like, all right, I was going to go to the middle of the fucking island and just fucking drop the chest here. And then, I was just in the middle of the fucking, like, you know, jungle fucking area, bunch of trees and like bushes and shit. Just fucking drop this, little chest, and just fucking, oh, good luck finding that, you fucking assholes. And it was nighttime too at that point, so I was like, yeah, there's fucking no way you guys are gonna fucking find this, like, on a fucking, like, cliff in a jungle somewhere. So, yeah, so I'm fucking like, all right, well, I'm like, all right, well, if they're gonna try it, maybe they saw me fucking running off with it, so if they're gonna try to fucking, like, get this thing, I don't really care about it. If they've already fucking wasted, like, 20 minutes trying to get me. So I'm like, yeah, oh, fucking run towards our ships there, and just, you know, I'm like, all right, again, if they want to try to fucking fight on land, you just fucking do this shit. You know, I'll have a chance at least, you know? Yeah, then as I'm running back, I see there's the cannon on the island. There's like stationary cannons on some of the islands. So I'm like, all right, just fuck it, dude. I can see them. So I'm like, all right. So I mount the fucking cannon and start like aiming it at their fucking ship and firing. But the way it was, it's like they were just out of reach. So it's like fucking like I'm angled like as much as I could towards them, but it's fucking it's just gonna reach, gonna get the right angle, but. That would have been fucking great. It would have been fucking awesome to do. Just fucking, especially if they were like on land trying to find me and just like sit there on the stationary cannon and just fucking sink their fucking ship. That'd be fucking amazing. But it didn't happen, but would have been cool. So yeah, I watched them. They fucking look at them, they're like, all right, they see me fucking firing and they just fucking like pull up next to my fucking ship, fucking just sit there and just pelt it with fucking cannonballs and sink it and shit. And then they sail off, and it's fucking like, all right, well, whatever, dude. Again, I don't think they even checked it for loot. There's none on there, but it's fucking like, oh, yeah, you can just get another fucking ship. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, they must have realized, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, dude, we just fucking chased this little one guy for, like, half a fucking hour. That wasted fucking half an hour of their lives, and they fucking, I would have wasted more, again, going on the island trying to find me and shit, and, so yeah, in the dark for no reason really. So it's like, let alone trying to find the fucking chest I hid. So it's like, all right, whatever. I consider that, it was like, oh, my ship's gone, but I consider that a victory as I fucking wasted their time. So, yeah, I just fucking spawned on a new one and fucking went back to that same island and, again. And fucking, it's like, I picked up the chest that I dropped. So it's like, I lost absolutely fucking nothing and did my mission there and fucking went on my merry way. So, I mean, yeah, that's fucking, that's Sea of Thieves. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, just know what you're getting into. It's a fucking simmy-ass simulation. You know, it's not a fucking instanced PvP game or anything like that. Like, what's that fucking Ubisoft game coming out? Black Sails is pretty much just fucking all PvP. It's fucking like, no, it's just kind of, it's just like a simulation, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking no like matchmaking, nothing like that. You just kind of do your own thing, and eventually you might randomly run into fucking players and shit. And there's no fucking stat upgrades, anything like that. I mean, if you're sick of hearing about that, I've been fucking talking about it pretty much all episode. If you're sick of hearing about it, well, I mean, I think I literally fucking explained the entire fucking game. So there's really nothing more to say about it. I mean, it's fucking, you get gold, you do what you can to get gold, and that's the game. I mean, the end. There's your loop. Really not much else to say, about it. I mean, if I talk about it again, it'll, it might be a little like fucking war stories or whatever. Like, I was playing fucking earlier today, yesterday I was playing. And I'm fucking, yeah, doing one of the, I think it was like a combat mission or whatever. I'm sitting there like fighting skeletons and I'm fucking like, start getting hit and I'm taking a lot of damage. Like, the fuck is that coming from? And there was just a dude on a, like a player, like a human player on a fucking island, like out in the middle of nowhere, just starts attacking me as I was attacking the AI. I'm like, the fuck is that? And he's just fucking like naked and shit. And like, but I didn't see a fucking ship when I got here, dude. So I don't know where the hell this guy came from. But he fucking killed me, and then I'm like, dude, that's fucking so weird. Like, I respawned back on my ship, and he's fucking, like, driving it out. And I just fucking go up behind him and murder him, fucking shotgun to the back of the fucking head. And, yeah, he dies and shit. I go back, and I circled around the island again. Just, I'm looking around, I was like, dude, there's no fucking ship around here, dude. He must have, it's just, like, the timing of it. Like, he must have swam for a long fucking time, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you must have fucking, like, really fucking, like, went out of his way to get to this island, like, away from his ship. And so it's like, and the timing of that, of me, like, fighting, like, you know, looking down or whatever, like, fucking, like, fighting. I think it was, like, digging up a treasure chest, and he fucking, like, comes out of the bushes. He starts, like, attacking me. He's like, dude, that's, like, so weird. Strange shit. But, yeah, little stories like that. So yeah, or if they fucking add shit to it or update it to it, I might talk about it briefly. Yeah, I'll probably keep playing it off and on. Again, I find it fun, but I mean, there's just like a sweet spot there, like in terms of like the amount of time that you play. that you play it for at like a chunk of time. So yeah, so you gotta play it long enough where you can complete a couple missions, you're earning gold or. And, it's like that can take a little bit. It might be like half an hour or some shit. Half an hour to do a couple of them. But then it's like, if you play the game for too long in one sitting, like the grind of it starts getting to you. So you got to find like a balance of that, of getting some, being productive and cool. Getting something done when you're playing, but not fucking, just like, making it a fucking job type of, having the fucking grind to get to you. There's got to be a balance there. Speaking of balance, there's a new article up on gruntfreepress.com, and it's a hot take on the new God of War being marketed as a game that takes place in one shot in the entire game. I just had to write that to balance out all of the articles I was reading about saying how fucking amazing it was, amazing that was. As do my take that it was really not that big of a deal. I mean, and how the game might actually like suffer because of that restriction is what I was going for. Everyone's like, "Oh my god, it's one shot." I'm like, "Yeah, it's one shot. The game's one shot. It might kind of suck, and whatever." But yeah, you can read the article for yourself, and yeah, please do, because I fucking went through the trouble of writing it, and I wrote something for once, and I even learned how to use GIMP, which is the free version of Photoshop, to make the picture there. So at least look at the picture if you can't read, that'll help me out a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, I kept reading these fucking articles, pretty much the same fucking article, really, different fucking sites about this this interview that Corey Barlog, the game's director, the new God of War's director, him saying he committed to fucking doing the one-shot thing, is, how great that was going to be, and how he wanted to do that. He was working on the Tomb Raider reboot there, like was it 2012 or whatever, whenever that came out. When he was working on that, and it's like, how stupid they were for fucking whatever, not wanting the one shot thing in that game. And I think that's all fucking like hype again. I mean, I guess I should clear a couple things up, because I was fucking pretty negative in the article, I think, but it was getting a little bit long. I want to like keep like explaining like, oh no, like, you know what I mean? Like everything in my fucking life story about fucking like God of War or whatever, the series and shit. And it's fucking, I think the new game there, the new God of War, I think looks fucking badass. I mean, I'm going to play it. And, even I'm not like entirely sold. Like I'm not like a big fan of the new direction they went there, where it kind of looks like, I don't know, like narrative, like The Last of Us type of thing. Last of Us is probably the most overrated game in the past 10 years. Ico is the most overrated game of all time, for the record. For God of War, it's like, I'm not like a huge fan of like that fucking Last of Us, like Uncharted, like type of thing. I'm actually glad they're fucking mixing things up, I thought the fucking regular fucking God of War games, like that formula is getting old, I think, since 2 hours of playing the fucking second game, like God of War 2. I got like 2 hours into that. I love the fucking the first game, the original God of War, when that came out. I think I played it through on like the highest difficulty and shit, and there was just nothing like it back in the day. Like that fucking like blew my mind. That game's fucking badass. And I remember I played the shit out of the first game, and then I remember being fucking like super excited, like, oh dude, God of War 2 is coming out, fucking awesome. I remember fucking like buying it and fucking like brand new, fucking ripping open the plastic, putting it in, like all excited, and then I'm like, all right, cool, and fucking all hyped up. And like 2 hours into it, I'm just fucking like, this is kind of fucking boring. it's like the same shit over and over again. It's not really that different from the first games. It was just cinematic fucking button mashing, fucking quick time events, fucking, everything's kind of like one note. I was fucking, ah, Kratos is angry, and fucking, it's like, again, I got like 2 hours into it, I'm like, I don't know, I just like fell off of it, I'm just like, I don't know, dude, I can't do it, stopped playing it, and I never went back to it, so, and I didn't fucking even bother playing like any of the other ones that came out afterwards, so, that's, as far as my history went, again, I fucking love the original God of War, so, got like 2 hours in the second one, just fucking, just like, yeah, the fucking same, doing the same shit over and over again just got to me, same, it's just like the same formula, you know, so yeah, I mean, I'm not one of those like hardcore, like God of War fucking fanboys that are mad about fucking how they changed the game. Again, it's fucking like, I'm not a huge fan of like the Last of Us type thing, like that vibe that's got going there, but, I wasn't fucking married. I wasn't like married to the original fucking God of War fucking formula, you know, that shit anyway. So it's like, whatever. It could go either way. I'm more positive about it changing than it fucking just being the same shit. So, yeah, I mean, again, if it looked like it was like, oh, just another God of War, the same fucking same shit, like I might not even fucking play it. Like, I might not even bother. But yeah, yeah, the whole one-shot thing there, kind of dumb. I mean, it's not a fucking movie. I mean, and nobody's fucking lugging, like, cameras around. It's, you know, it's just a bunch of nerds on their fucking computers moving a mouse around to change the camera angle. You know, the cutscenes in the game are all fucking pre-scripted, and, you know, they've gone over them again and again, like, you know, you know, patching them up, you know, they've gone through fucking the same shit over and over again you gotta see the same fucking cinematics play out no matter what, you know what I mean? It's a fucking video game, so, and yeah, I don't even really like the whole one-shot thing as like a narrative choice in the game either, I don't think. Yeah, especially for a fucking action game, you know, you should be getting into the fucking action as fast as fucking possible. So, short fucking cutscenes and fucking jump cuts around. If I just get to the meat, you know what I mean? Just get to the slashing and the fucking fighting and shit. You know, flash forwards and, you know, let's fucking go. Let's fucking rip shit up. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's supposed to be fucking God of War and not this fucking like. Why? So I don't think seeing every fucking step Kratos makes for fucking a 30-hour game. It's like, dude, that's just the concept doesn't sound very exciting to me. I mean, the positive side of that is there's going to be no loading. You know, it's just all one fucking take, like, whatever you want to call it. The game's, like, no loading. It's fucking... I mean, there's going to be loading, I'm sure, but it's fucking... They're going to hide it behind fucking cutscenes that are going to be fucking unskippable and fucking, like, close-ups on his face or some shit or something like that to hide the loading, I'm sure. Again, but in that case, it's like I'd rather deal with fucking some loading screens and then have better levels, you know. But yeah, I mean, for more on that, just read the article, I guess. I started playing God of War 3 Remastered to kind of brush up on that, because again, I hadn't played fucking God of War since the first one, or whatever, a little bit of two there. So I'm playing God of War 3 Remastered on fucking PS4. And, yeah, it sure is God of War. I mean, pretty much what I remembered. You know, square, triangle, block, roll, repeat sometimes. It's not bad. It's kind of like fucking... It feels God of War 3 in particular. It's like, this just kind of feels like a tech demo type thing. I think it came out, like, fairly late in the PS3, on the PS3. And all I really remember hearing about that was fucking like, oh, it's kind of, you know, it's the same God of War formula, but oh, the fucking graphics, and fucking I'm playing it now, it's fucking like, yeah, the graphics don't really hold up, they don't really look so hot now. It's not bad looking, but I mean, this is the fucking remastered PS4 version, but yeah, again, it's okay, it's okay, if it looks alright, it plays alright, it's gory, that's always good. But yeah, I mean, what's funny is I'm playing it and I was fucking thinking like, I'm like, dude, I should be, it's cool. The whole fucking theme of the game and shit and the fucking like violence and shit. I'm like, dude, I should be liking this a lot more than I am. I'm playing it. I'm like, it seems kind of like clunky with the fucking quick time events and all that shit, and then I'm like fucking like, huh, I don't know, whatever, like, again, it's okay, but I'm like fucking, then I'm like, all right, I went back and I actually watched like a playback, like a video, like video on demand on fucking Mixer of myself, like playing it afterwards. And it looks cool. It looks like a lot cooler when you just fucking sit there watching somebody play than fucking playing it, I think. More entertaining to watch than actually play, I think. Cinematic action, where it's fucking like sometimes I'm fucking confused of what the fuck is going on, where I'm supposed to go, and like what I'm looking at is I'm looking for my fucking character. But you watch somebody play, it's like, oh, it looks really cool and shit, you know, doing all this cool shit, but you're actually just fucking sitting there jamming like Square or whatever. So anyway, that's that. Oh, and hey, did you notice anything different? Did you think you were downloading like a different, hopefully better podcast, and you got? Nope, still the same shit. But yeah, there's our new fucking goddamn badass logo there. You should be able to see, I hope. Kiwi Bear fucking pulled through. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I talked about a few weeks ago, like trying to get in touch with fucking Kiwi Bear there. Yeah, I was getting a little bit nervous. I mean, it took like fucking 3 weeks to finish, but I mean, that's not really that big of a deal. But I mean, I even told her though. I'm like fucking like dude, I get some fucking like serious trust issues here. As you so show me some fucking like basic sketches of what you're gonna do, and then I'll pay you. You know what I mean? Like just to make sure she wasn't like, oh yeah, I'll get to that shit. Totally fucking make something for your fucking garbage website, and then fucking. Dumb video game bullshit you do or whatever, and you know what I mean, pay her, and she's like, oh yeah, I'll do it, and then fucking like just never hear from her again. She sent me like the initial fucking like real like rough sketch of what she was gonna do, and I'm like, yeah, it's fucking, and like a couple days she did, I'm like, fucking dude, that's pretty fucking cool. I mean, it's fucking, I was looking at it, I'm like, that's almost done as far as I'm fucking concerned, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I was more like a sketch type of thing. And I'm like, yeah, you know, just a few little things to add on there, you know, like it'll be good. Like, you know, it's fucking. It was just, you know, the first thing she sent was just like an outline of like the skeleton hands, the typewriter, the controller, and shit. It's like, yeah, that's fucking fine. Like, that's fucking great. Then we said we were going like back and forth about like, you know, little changes and shit. Yeah, she was fucking like great about just, you know, I just like make a suggestion, and she like immediately just like got pretty much what I was talking. I'm like, oh yeah, it's like fucking like, you know, I'd fucking send something like, I don't know, like, can you put like a table in the background maybe? Do like a fucking Metallica Black Album type of thing? And then like fucking like, guys, you're not gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. And then like fucking like, oh, like this? It's like, no, no, it's fucking exactly what I was fucking talking about. So it's like, yeah, you know, she's got everything fucking like outlined, fucking showing it to me, like just, you know, again, just everything's like more refined and shit. She's showing me like fucking like where she was and shit, and she's like, all right, well, I'm pretty much done. I just gotta like shade it now. It's gotta be shaded. Yeah, it's just like an outline of what you see on the logo now, and so I'm like, all right, it's gonna be like, you know, it's gonna make like certain lines darker and shit, like, you know, add a couple like shadows here and there, a little bit of detail, like whatever on like the sides, you know what I mean? Like, just like, all right, so, again, I'm happy with that. Again, it's fucking of what was there, it's just like the outline and like shaded in a little bit. Then she sends me the fucking the finished picture. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, like look at that shit. It's fucking crazy. It's just fucking beautiful. It looks fucking professional, which is, it might be kind of like false advertising in a way, I think, but fucking, like, man, it's fucking awesome. It's fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude, it's fucking amazing. Good job, Kiwi Bear. Fucking goddamn. I'd say I'd fucking step up my game to match the quality of the artwork I have now for the show, but yeah, we all know that's not fucking true. I don't like fucking plugging anything on here, but this isn't really paid advertisement. I paid her, so it's kind of the opposite of paid advertisement. But looncreative.com. That's LUNE creative.com. Yeah, she's got some cool shit on there and fucking whatever. I mean, if you need fucking artwork done for whatever reason, I mean, just fucking Jesus, dude, look what I fucking got. That's why, again, it's fucking unbelievable. Yeah, you can view a larger version of it over at gruntfreepress.com. I just, whatever, just go over there, fucking appreciate it. I mean, that's really probably the highest quality work that's, that has been or will ever be on the site. So there you go. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide. And I'm going to go perform some Absolute Deicide in God of War 3. Maybe. Or Far Cry's out. Far Cry 5's out. So I'm going to actually play that. It's going to be murder in some form. I can promise you that.